At that time, females who were too old to have children would have simply died, as they do in other species. But occasionally, one would have lived a little longer. She would have helped her daughters, who were then having their own children, with the difficult business of foraging. These daughters and grandchildren would have thrived, and so the grandmother's genes for long life would have been passed on. Thus, the slow rise of elderly women began. Grandmas got more and more food for their families. Young mothers had less work to do and could divert more physical energy into producing offspring, and kids became better nourished.